listening right now.
Good evening.
Hello.
How are you, Jasmine?
Good, and you, Hanok?
Baruch Hashem, I'm doing well.
Me too.
We're on for 2 o'clock tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay. So why don't we get started with the Ad HaBakoach, and we'll see where we are when we finish it, okay?
All righty. I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Brandilo.
Good evening, Brandy. I hope you're feeling better.
Yes, thank you.
Please join me in saying the Ad HaBakoach. Anna Bekoa, Gizilat Jumita, Tati, Anna Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi. The letters of the month of Shabbat. The Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Tzadi that created the constellation Deli, the astrological sign of Aquarius. Together, the Bet and the Tzadi have a gematria of 92, which represents the unity of the spiritual with the physical worlds. When we add the kolel, kabel rinat amcha sagenu taharenu no ra kufreshayan sintet nun nagibor dorshe chudcha Kivavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel Chasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adata Hetkuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zoprei Birkut Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodeya Talumot Shin Kufav Sadiyotah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseawon Wafesha, V'chata'av V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of the year 5778, which is bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabrichu, Ishkinte, Bid Hilu, Urchimu, Hilu, Hilu, Urchimu. Le'akta L'shem Yud, He, Bavav, He, V'Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodaneihu. Vayishkav Amnon Vayithal Vayavo Amelech Liroto. Vayomer Amnon El Hamelech Tavo, Natamar Achoti, Ud Labev Leene, Shete Levivot, Beevre, Miada. The second verse is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of the name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha ve'avoni lo kisiti amarti ode'ale v'shai ladonai. Yo he wahe we ata nasata avon chatati sela. The year 5777, known as the year of the goat because it has the energy consistent and connected to the goat, also has two verses that we studied. The first of these is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to produce or create tzatzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name, of this year, the letters of the name of this year are separated by seven letters each. Ki im ba Adonai, yo he wahe, Elohechem tadebaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to it. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ayulimat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot Vayahaskum Achechem Alvim Ad Kilotam Lacha Yad Yitkachu Hakohanim Ki Alvim Yishrei Levav Yitkadesh Me Hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei, La Lahei, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo Alamei, Hei Hei Hei, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Sur Olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing up death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol, Amachavo, Yiyam, Asher, Yitchabe, Sham, Wishavtem, Eli, El Nahum, Wehalakti, Yitchem, Wehayim, Yeshno, Faretz, Vehipasti, Oto, Mikol, Alfe, Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo laneta yoved roav yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam ti makom liami li Israel unta ti wishakan tak tak od velo yosifu vene avlala anoto ka asher barishona. Now connect to the 72 names of God. And we do this by saying the name of the letter with its root vowel out loud. Wahe wayo layo zayote alame mehe shilalahe aka akaheta. Hey Zayo Alada La Awa Heya Yozala Me Behe Hey Reyo He Kome Ba Awa Kalayo La Wawa Pehela Nulaka Yo 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 Me La He Wa Nuta He A Yo re ta shi ahe, re yo yo awa me, la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he, kai wa ko me nu da, anu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za, he. Me yo ka wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa da nu wa yo he shi a me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he me a me pe wa yo nu me yo yo la. He re he me ta re wa me be yo he. Anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko. Ayo wa me he be wa re a he yo be me. He yo yo me wa me. Now for the 72 names of the Tzaddikim. which we will connect to in the same manner. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, a, me, me, be, she, la, yo, hey, anu, a, ka, me, ta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wa, me, hey, me, a, yo, ta, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he wa, yo he yo me nu he, he 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 wa, nu yo he, he shi a yo re ta, shi a he re la yo, a wa me la yo be, wa he re yo yo wa. La he he ka ako me nu da anu yo. He wa me re he a yo he za. He she he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he za ha la. A re yo a la me da he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo she a la me nu he a nu a ta me la he he a yo nu ko me yo re la he 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 be he me za yo. Me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he 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 wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadikim who left this day is the third day of Shabbat. Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Abraham Gershon HaKohen Katz of Krakow. Rabbi Yosef Yerachmiel Aron Kalish of Amshinov. Rabbi Shmuel David HaKohen Monk. Rabbi Yosef Rachover. Rabbi Pinchas of Plutsk. Rabbi Simcha Bunim of Peshischa. Rabbi Moshe Yehuda Lieb Zilberberg. Rabbi Yosef Kalish. In the eighth word of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class. You'll find a handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, will open up to a landing page of all of the parashas. Scroll down to Parashat Bo. And when that link opens up, scroll to section 4A. And that will open up, and we will start at Pasuk 84. We atem lo tetzeyu. Ish mi petach beito ad boker ma'ita ama b'shum detaninan amar Rabbi Yitzhak laliba libae le'alinish b'meizal b'shuka U ishta kacha, b'shu Yoka Bazimna Dina Talia Pimata Deke One Dirshuta Ityahiv Lim Chabela Mandifaga Pea Itzak Behaka Mishum Dirina Ishtaka La Baia Lunafka Levar. The translation, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. He asked, what is the reason that they were prohibited to go out of their house door? And he answers, we learn that a person should not go into the marketplace and be in the marketplace at the time when judgment hovers over the city. Because once the destroyer has been granted permission, whomever he meets comes to him, comes to harm. Therefore, since there was judgment for the Egyptians, he must not go out. My commentary. Spiritual law. Once released, there is only one additional action allowed to the Satan. Anyone else in the generation that is seen by the negative system is fair game to the negative system. Learn this well and know when to conceal yourself. The Hebrew calendar is a tool to know when there is judgment above. Pasuk 85. And please feel free if you have questions to just ask them. Pasuk 85. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yose Behahu Ma Mashtishtakach Dina Lemitrae Behahu Ma Mash Ishtakach Rachame Israel Hada Diktiv Hada Hu Diktiv Veraiti Et Heimdam Hadam Upaset Sechti Alechem Vekain Tana Bekol Inun Kitrin Kadishin Dilela Kamade Ishtaka Dina Ishtaka Rachame Vekola Peshata Chada Tana Rabbi Siskiya Ketiv Ignagyo Adonai Ohewahe Et Mitzrayim Naguf Berafo Naguf Lema Mitzrayim Berafo Li Israel My Berafo My Shene Molu Tzarikim Refuah. The translation, we learned, as Rabbi Yossi said, in the same place where there was judgment for the Egyptians, there also was mercy for the children of Israel. This is the meaning of, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. So have we learned that throughout the holy crowns above, as there is judgment in them, so is mercy simultaneously. Rabbi Hizkiah taught that it is written, and Hashem will smite Egypt. He shall smite and heal, meaning the smiting of Egypt and the healing of Israel. He asks, what is the healing for? And answers, they needed healing from their circumcision. And this is an unwritten commentary. The Midrash essentially says that during the years in Egypt, only the tribe of Levi, circumcised their sons on the eighth day. All of the others did not circumcise themselves or their children. The reason being hard bondage. They didn't have the energy to hold Brit Milot. And so that will help you understand this verse. If anybody has a question, please go ahead and ask. Pasuk 86. Vitana beota sha'a sheniku mitrae beota sha'a Mitrahu Israel Titania Amara Biyosi Mad Upasach Hashem Al HaPetach Mai Al HaPetach Upasach Hashem Ilei Aleichem Mi bae lea aval al hapetach al hapetach mamash zehu patach haguf fei zehu petach haguf hazei omar zo mila. The translation. We learn that Israel were healed at the same moment the Egyptians were smitten. Rabbi Yossi said, we learn the verse, Hashem will pass over the door. Why does it say over the door when it should have stated, Hashem will pass over you? And he answers, rather, over the door refers to the actual door, the opening of the body. And what is the opening of the body? Say it is the circumcision, meaning that he healed it. My commentary. If the circumcision is healed at the same moment as the killing of the firstborn, why were other infirmities not healed until after the crossing of the Yam Suf? Or were all infirmities healed? This makes more sense since the physical killing of the firstborn is a manifestation of the spiritual destruction of the negative system. Pasuk 87. Rabbi Shimon Amar B'sha'ata Deitpalag Leil Yavikitra Kadisha it ar ligaba lekura uman dekura Ha keserila'a lemishma didapela da las salka Ugin da damache vidamase vikola vishata chada. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, at midnight, the male is awakened towards the Holy Crown, which is Malchut. Who is that male? He is the supreme chesed of Zerantin, as is known that one does not come about without the other. Even though the night is the aspect of Malchut alone, it will never occur that Malchut will be without Zerantin, her husband. Therefore, Malchut smites and Zeranpin heals at the same time. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk seems to be clear as it is written. Pasuk 88. Uktiv haPesach Hashem al haPetach Hayadon Mei Hayadua Mai haPetach Mishum Dehu Pitcha Shika Derucha The gufa v'tachatze ad la'it kazar avrana raham hawa etim atim v'satim mikol sitru midat kazar it pesach Mikola velahave atim vesatim kid kamita. The translation. And it is written, Hashem will pass over the door, namely the known door, the door of the body as mentioned above. What is the door? Why is it called door? It is the opening to draw the spirit and the body, because they were born from there. Come and see. Although Abraham was circumcised, he was shut off and closed from all sides, and was not able to beget in holiness. As soon as he was circumcised, everything in him opened up, and he was no longer blocked and closed as before. My commentary. This is a very well-known teaching. Remove the foreskin and one is open to spiritual growth. Do you understand how the body and the soul come from the male organ? Pasuk 89. Behainu raza ditanienan, behu yishav, betach haohel, mishum hait kalyayo, yud mai kamare. Ela mar rabbi itzak, behu ashre begiluya. Da chesed b'tzedek v'dahu petacha t'mishkena ila'a kadisha mishma diktiv ha'ohel ha'ohel ha'yavosh. Hayadua, the translation, and this is the secret that we learned. As he sat in the tenth door, because the Yud was revealed, he asked, why does he say so? He answers, but Rabbi Yitzhak says, by this revealing of the Yud, he caused Chesed to dwell in righteousness. This is the entrance of the supernal holy tabernacle, which is Malchut. This is understood from the tent, from the Ohel, meaning the specific tent, which is Malchut, called a tent. My commentary. Circumcision reveals the Yud, which is the male organ, without the foreskin. Chesed is loving kindness. Yesod is the level of righteousness. The 90th pasuk. Am Amar Rabbi Elazar Kadit Galiayo Hayud Eat Basar Beit Barach Befatach Haohil Behio Tedek Leit Basma Behesed Hadahu Diktiv Kichom Hayom Dehu She'ata deshalta chesed chol kalaka de'Avraham umil de'chai petach ha'ohel it pasam l'kiv le'ya de'Avraham di'kivaya Vahashem Vairach et Abraham Bekol Deit Vait Basam Bechesed Mid At Galiayo Yud. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said, when this Yud was revealed, Abraham was given the news and was blessed at the tenth door, which is righteousness, namely Malchut, that was sweeted with Chesed. This is the meaning of in the heat of the day. And as daytime is the time when Chesed reigns, which is the portion of Abraham. Since Abraham is a chariot for to Chesed of Zerantin, how do we know that the tenth door, which is Malchut, was mellowed with Chesed by the power of Abraham? It is because it is written, and Hashem blessed Abraham in all things. The Hebrew word is bakol. Bakol is malchut, sweetened with chesed by Abraham. After the yud was revealed in him through the circumcision. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 91. Amar Rabbi Abba Wehu Yoshev Petach Ha'oel Kimadiktiv Hashem Vayerach et Abraham Bekol Dada Hu Petacha Gadisha Kitra Asira Kechom Hayom Kimadit Yachiv Leya Kitra Chesed Hadahu Diktiv Kichom Hayom Kimad Yativ Bechai Kach Yativ Bechai Tila Salik Bila Chai. Rabbi Abba said, as he sat in the tenth door, is similar to, and Hashem blessed Abraham in all things. The Hebrew word is bakol. As the tenth door is malchut, that is called bakol. It is the tenth crown, which is malchut. Crown means a sephirah, in the heat of the day. Means as the sephirah of chesed, that is called day, was given to him, so did he merit the tenth door, for chesed opens malchut, called tent, so it can illuminate. As he sits in chesed, that is called day, so does he sit in the malchut, that is called the tenth door, because one does not rise without the other. My commentary. Malchut filled with judgments cannot be cleaned without chesed. This is the meaning of this verse. 92nd pasuk. Ta amar v'yavar Hashem lin gof et hamatzrim mitzrayim mai v'yaved v'yaved al shurei dinadik tirin dechawo mitkashri kikitrin at acharanin Dilela v'sara lehu mikumot b'ki yomechon v'yavar al orcho begin lemevad behu dina ulnatra lehu leYisrael u'den hu kol v'yavar V'yavarti v'yavar Tikut shabarichu Avor al kol orcho O ledina, o lerachamei Aka v'yavar v'gind Lemechebad Dina Hatam v'yavor begin l'rachama. The translation. Another explanation, for Hashem will pass through to smite Egypt. The meaning of pass through is that he went over the line of judgment of the crowns that were connected with the other crowns above, and disconnected them from the sustenance. Thus the Holy One, blessed be He, forewent His ways. Namely, He disrupted the evolution of the crowns in order to perform judgment by Egypt and to guard Israel. It is so whenever it is written, He will pass through. I will pass through. He passed through. It indicates that the Holy One, blessed be He, forewent His ways, meaning the order of the evolution of the Sephirot, either to perform judgment or for mercy here. He will pass through means to perform judgment, while an Hashem pass by before Him is in order to have mercy. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments that Pasuk is revealing the meaning of various code words. That is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, I have a question
to know. Go ahead, Jasmine.
What does the evolution of the crown mean?
The crown means the Sephirot. The evolution of the Sephirot is Chesed lowering or creating Chachma, Chachma creating Bina, Bina creating Chesed, Chesed creating Givura, Givura and Chesed both creating Tiferet, Tiferet creating Netzach, Netzach creating Hod, Netzach and Hod creating Yesod, and ultimately the creation of Malchut. Is that clear?
Yeah. Well, not clear. Confused.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Class tomorrow, Friday, at 7 a.m. West Coast time, will be Ta'anit Dibur preparation. At 6 p.m., again, West Coast time, on Shabbat, Motzi Shabbat, we will do Havdalah. At 7 o'clock, we will study the Parasha of Beshalach from the Zohar. Sunday at 10:30, It's our morning class, and we are preparing for the holiday of Tu Bishvat. At 3 o'clock, we will continue our teachings and our connection to the Advanced Reincarnation series of classes. Are there any questions? Shalom to all. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.